It means that it's time to play the Brewers Ticket Match Game presented by Oakwood Exteriors. Now, as you know, we've got on the phone with us a contestant who is itching to win some tickets. And after she plays the game, we'll probably go to a doctor. Paula is on the phone with us. Paula, good morning. Welcome to this big program.
Good morning.
All right, Paula, you know how this works. You've gone to WSAU.com. You've studied the board, and you're ready to make one of two guesses to see if you can get some tickets. What's your first guess? What board is it that we're revealing for you this morning?
Two.
Number two is Dwayne's Cover It All. Square number two reveals the Mets.
Ooh, we've seen the Mets before.
Yes, we've seen the Mets, and again, I offer my apologies, Paula. If you would, go for your second square. Let's see if we can get you a match.
Three.
Square number three, Marathon Town and Country, is...
Paula's seen the Mets before, too.
Paula, congratulations. You win tickets to go see the Brewers pummel the New York Mets. Congratulations.
Wahoo, thank you.
You are very welcome.
Wahoo, she says. Thank you, Paula.
We have all of your pertinent information, and as soon as we can, we'll have the prize troll send those tickets out to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, look at that. That's the way it's done, my friends.
I believe the Mets are in for a weekday series, but it's in August, so Paula's got 3 months.
The Mets are beg and plead for time off.
The Mets are playing the Subway Series with the Yankees. Last night, the Mets pounded the Yankees. So
the Mets?
The Mets beat the Yankees bad last night.
Well, see, this is what I was saying the other day, is that obviously the Yankees are easing out of the chute, relaxing a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
they're old, so they, you know, are moving a little slow these days, like Uncle Joe at the Junction.
Isn't that kind of like the pot calling the kettle black at this point? Think about it.
Was that an age joke? Give me some crap about my age?
No. Why would I do that? Why?
I'm pretty spry for my age.
Yes, and you're showing your age by using the term
spry.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of age, I bought a new turntable and a couple of speakers this week and hooked up my turntable so now I can listen to my records.
You're going to get a side job as a DJ, are you?
I was listening to LPs last night and reading liner notes, something that I haven't done in quite a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Depends. Record. Here are your five random facts for Wednesday. Americans bought more wine than the French last year. That is the first time in history that has ever happened.
More bad wine, too, I suppose.
No, American wine's not bad. California wines are pretty good. There's been some award-winning wines all over the place. So you're a wine snob, are you?
I am.
Sure you are.
I mean, we buy a lot. I mean, do they count in Mad Dog and you know, those things in the total amount of wine sold in America? Do they count Boone's Farm?
Is it wine?
It's listed as wine on the label, I think, isn't it?
It says wine right here on the box.
That's right.
I'm not buying the screw tap for nothing. All right, cats can actually survive drinking ocean water. Do you know that?
Really?
Their kidneys can filter out the salt and use the water for hydration. Our kidneys, obviously, cannot. You know, you've heard these Match.com and other websites that are, you know, trying to get you to hook up. And sometimes they reference others as, well, we're better than them. Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com are actually all owned by the same company.
And use the same algorithms, I suppose, and everything else to match people up.
They're called IAC/Interactive Corporation.
Well, no, but wait a minute, though, because they say that your one and only match. What if your one and only match is signed up for one of their other services?
Well, then they can find them for you.
No, they can't.
Your one and only match happens to be a horn dog on Tinder, just for an occasional hookup.
Would you want to go to a dating site called Tinder?
No.
It doesn't sound good, does it?
You know, it's interesting. I may be old school. Talking about old, all right? I don't think, for me, finding a hookup through the internet would work for me.
You got to go back to the singles bars and do it the old-fashioned way.
No, there's much better ways to do it. But I don't.
We're old to the point we would be pathetic in a singles bar. We would embarrass ourselves.
Yeah, probably so. But then again, they say, guys, if you can make a woman laugh, you've got the key to her heart. You make a woman laugh, you've got an.
They also say everything looks better at closing time.
Well, sure, beer goggles are a real thing.
I'll have to bring out my world-famous T-shirt from college, drink until she's cute.
Yes.
No. I bet you that got you a lot of action.
And another guy comes up and goes, baby, you are cute. After Top Gun, the movie, came out, the number of men joining the Navy to become naval pilots went up 500%.
And 498% of them were rejected.
Washed out. Yeah. So a buddy of mine wanted to be a Marine pilot. And he is a Marine pilot, but he wanted to fly fighter jets. He wanted to fly the Harriers and the other fighter jets. He's 6'4".
Didn't work out so well.
Well, he made it, but he got into the cockpit and was like, I can't spend 8 to 10 hours in this. His knees were up around
his
ears.
It's like when David Robinson was in the Navy. You know, they had him do promotional stuff because he couldn't fit in a cockpit. He couldn't fit in a submarine. He couldn't sleep in a bunk on a ship. What was he going to do?
If all the gold in the world was melted down, it would fit into 3.27 Olympic swimming pools, and that's it. All the gold in the world would only fit into 3.27 Olympic-size swimming pools. There it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming back.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.